Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 159 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, super interesting and honestly pretty exciting, at least I think so. We're going to be talking about Mercedes-Benz and their official start of production of the electric Sprinter. Now, again, me personally, I find this very super exciting because the obvious demand for hybrid and electric vehicles nowadays has skyrocketed so high and has gone so through the roof that even commercial vehicles are now starting to become electric. It's been a long time now that Tesla has talked about and unveiled quite a while back the electric semi-truck, but that's not the only commercial vehicle we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about small vans and commercial vehicles like literally the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is now going to be becoming electric, and Mercedes has actually started the production of what they're calling the e-Sprinter. So it's no longer just customers and people that want to enjoy the savings on gas, the convenience of an electric vehicle, fast charging, and even the government tax breaks. Businesses want to take advantage of all those things as well. And what better way to start that process than coming out with an electric commercial vehicle? And to no surprise, if it wasn't Tesla, Mercedes-Benz and their switch to EQ movement are fully going to do that and take advantage of that by creating the electric Sprinter. Now, the Sprinter commercial van itself is pretty awesome because you can basically upfit it to anything you can think of. If you're not familiar with a Sprinter, they come in various types of drivetrains, sizes, low roof, high roof, a 177, a 144, how long they are. And there's just, oh my God, the list of options you can have on the Sprinter and what size, height, and length you want it to be. And it's so customizable. And you can upfit it, like I was just saying, to literally anything. Delivery, food services use Sprinters. Construction companies use Sprinters. Independent plumbers use Sprinters. Mobile dog grooming businesses use Sprinters. Even large corporations such as Amazon utilize the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter commercial van. And it wasn't that long ago, Amazon, if I remember the number correctly, it was they purchased something like 20,000 Sprinters from Mercedes-Benz. That's how good the Sprinter is and how reliable it is. And the Sprinter alone has some crazy demand. Mercedes-Benz is now making that Sprinter electric. That demand is going to be going up even more. Now, starting off with the electric Sprinter, at first take, just my independent take on it, you can definitely tell it's meant for more city and urban environments because the range isn't that far and the payload capacity isn't as much as you might think it is, but it's still definitely useful. So let's go ahead and dive into those details. So the e-Sprinter right now is only going to start off as a panel van with a high roof option, and it comes available in two different battery options. You have a 55 kilowatt battery pack or a little bit smaller 41 kilowatt battery pack. Now the 55 kilowatt battery pack actually has a run only a small range of 105 miles and a maximum payload capacity of 1,964 pounds. Whereas the 41 kilowatt battery pack has a little bit of a shorter range of 71.5 miles, but surprisingly has a much higher payload capacity of 2,304 pounds. So the smaller battery pack, the 41, has shorter range, but you know, almost 400 pounds more that you can carry, whereas the 55 kilowatt battery pack can't carry as much, but can go a longer distance. Now, no matter which battery pack you decide to choose, the electric motor attached to that will have 114 horsepower and 218 pound-feet of torque. Of course, I can't imagine it not coming with it. Fast charging is available. The technology is available for the e-Sprinter, and Mercedes-Benz is saying you can go from a 0 to 80% charge in as little as 45 minutes. But if you're not utilizing the fast charging option, your normal charge time is going to be 6 hours long, which I mean, it's kind of normal for a lot of cars out there, 6 hours, 8 hours. Basically, the thought process is you go about your day, and when you get home at night, plug your car in, you have a full charge rolling into the next day. Same thing, basically, for the electric Sprinter. You park it at your business or wherever you're going to park it at the end of the night, plug it in. Next day, you go to use it. It's at a full battery and charge. Now, what's really cool about this new e-Sprinter is it's really customized. And it's meant for driver efficiency. It's meant to allow the drivers to maximize as much mileage, regenerative braking, and be as efficient as possible. Now, with the new electric Sprinter, it has multiple driving modes and four different levels of regenerative braking, basically little regenerative braking to maximum regenerative braking. So that way the driver can get the most out of the Sprinter, be efficient as possible, and maximize that range. Now, one of the last things is people or businesses that are going to be purchasing this electric Sprinter can also choose which top speed they want it to have. 50 miles per hour is one option, 62 miles an hour is one option, and the last one, 75 miles per hour, is the fastest and final option that people and or businesses have the option to choose how fast they want their electric Sprinter to go. And again, it's all about maximizing efficiency. It's all about how can we get the most range out of these batteries and this electric motor. With this whole, it's an entirely new market, and it's kind of hard for me to talk about this electric Sprinter because it's just so new. It's just so new, and as far as I'm concerned, unless I'm maybe just a little bit uneducated, I'm not aware of another major player that is creating electric commercial vehicles. Not talking about Tesla and their electric semi-truck. I'm talking about commercial vans. Commercial vans that businesses can use, again, for delivering packages, delivering food, I'm using for construction, and et cetera, so forth. I think, to my knowledge, Mercedes is going to be the only player in town for that. So I'm really excited about this new electric Sprinter just because I've personally used Sprinters so many times and I know how good they are and how useful they can be. And again, like I've said it before and I'll say it again, if Tesla wasn't going to do this first, it was definitely going to be Mercedes-Benz with their Sprinter. But ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you think about what little is currently known about the e-Sprinter, but it's still enough information to know kind of the purpose of the vehicle. It's definitely meant for smaller uses throughout the day. I mean, you're not going to drive from San Francisco to Los Angeles too. It's definitely meant for in-town, city, urban environments. But let me know what you guys have the e-Sprinter thus far. Would you buy one immediately? Does the e-Sprinter and all its specifications, its horsepower, its range, its payload capacity, is that enough for you to purchase it for your needs? Or would you rather wait as time goes on and bigger battery packs with bigger electric motors, more horsepower, more range, bigger payload capacity? Is that what you would wait for, and would that work for you? So let me know what you guys think. But that's actually all we have for episode number 159. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. And once you get there, just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. And if you're already watching on YouTube, I appreciate you taking the time to check out the channel and watch this video. Don't forget to check out the link in the description. Your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, or accessory from your favorite car company, check out the link in the description, www.tog.com. Got a coupon code for you guys as well. Anything you need, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. And last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 160. We're going to be talking about how the McLaren Speedtail has achieved a top speed of 250 miles per hour. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.